This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Mark Shuttleworth.
That's right, it is Rock Talk. My name is Mark Shuttleworth, and joining us this morning, two guests. We have John Salter and Rosa Ladelfa. They are both involved in the cancer support community at Gilda's Club. The big event they have coming up called the Heroes Ball. That's coming up on June 8th. John and Rosa, welcome to the program.
Great to be here. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you both. You guys are working hard. This is an incredible event every year. Big fundraiser, and we want to get as many people out there as we can. Now, so John, give me a little bit of the background of Cancer Support Community at Gilda's Club. It's a long name. Tell us what the program does, who it helps, and kind of give us a little bit of background, if you could, John.
What Cancer Support Community at Gilda's Club does is it provides free educational, emotional, and social support to anyone affected by cancer, including their family and their caregivers. And what that means for our members is that they can expect support groups that are led by a licensed facilitator, and they help them with a healthy lifestyle. They offer programs such as yoga, cooking, guitar classes, art classes, just about anything that you can think of. And really helps them get through a very stressful time in their life. The doctors treat the physical issue of cancer, and Cancer Support Community of Rochester helps on the emotional side, helps on the social side to get them through this challenging battle.
And this is a really rich history, John. I mean, this goes back, we're talking, what, like, is it 60, 65 years, something like that? I mean, it goes way back.
Way back, 65 years. We're celebrating our 65th anniversary this year.
Wow.
The organization's been around since 1959. There has been some name changes along the way, but since 1959, they've supported adults, teenagers, kids with all different types of cancers in their families within the Rochester area.
And I think that's really what's cool because, you know, there's a lot of groups that do a lot of good things, but many times they're somewhat segmented. It's we help these people with this, and they're targeted, they're focused. And what you guys are able to do is open it up to everybody, from the youngest of the young to the oldest of the old. No matter what kind of cancer they're battling, they are welcome there at Cancer Support Community of Rochester, and you will have a program that is perfect for them, and they'll be able to fit in, right?
Exactly. And along the way on the social side, they're going to meet other members at CSC that are going through the same journey along with them. Mm. And most likely they never would have met each other had they not gone through this journey together. So it's also inspiring to see the friendships that are formed out of this group.
The website for the organization is cscrochester.org, cscrochester.org, and it is fantastic. I had the opportunity last year, I think it was, to tour your newly renovated? It was new to me when I walked in there, and it is gorgeous. Your building is so beautiful, and it was so nice walking through. You could see some of the different groups that were getting. I think there was a guitar class maybe going on at the time, and it's a beautiful environment for people to kind of come together, feel comfortable, and just kind of spend time, you know, together with people who are going through what they're going through. It's gorgeous.
And it is gorgeous. And it's not just for the mature adult, but also we have a wonderful event and venue for the kids as well.
Yeah, it's a big...
So it's for all ages.
Is it a big ship? Is that what I remember? I remember it was in that room at the front of the building. It's huge, and it's gorgeous. I mean, it is such a nice place to want to go, and I'm sure kind of decompress for many of these people that are struggling with cancer.
Yes, the big ship is in Noogie Land, which is for the children, and it's really great. All the games, everything in there, they make it very welcoming for anyone.
Yeah, Noogie Land. How could I forget Noogie Land? The website for the Cancer Support Community at Gilda's Club is cscrochester.org. That's cscrochester.org. And you'll see all kinds of programs up there on the website. You can find different ways that you can get involved as well. So let's turn our attention toward a big event you guys have coming up in June. June 8th at the Doubletree by Hilton there on Jefferson Road. Rosa, give us the rundown. Tell us all about this event.
So this is an event. It's the Heroes Ball event, but this year's theme is going to be Eclipsing Cancer. Mm. With this year's solar eclipse, we thought, why not carry on the theme because, you know, it's such a wonderful event and it's something that people are still talking about, right? Not just here, but around the really everywhere. So this year, our theme is Eclipsing Cancer because, like everything else, we're looking up with hope to eclipse cancer.
Absolutely.
And our event, like you said, is going to be January, June 8th at the Doubletree by Hilton Rochester on Jefferson Road. And the event is going to be 6 to 9:30 p.m. And then it's followed by an amazing after party celebration. We say until 11 p.m., but this is Rochester, and we'd like to have a good time. So I'm sure, like before, it will go into midnight. But it's about coming together. It's about celebrating the community heroes for their selfless acts of compassion and generosity, and to recognize individuals for the impact not only they've made in helping those who have touched, who have been touched by cancer, but those that have been able to help those who, especially the families, to giving them the support that they need, but also for those that have undergone cancer to shine. Because
yeah.
It's about coming together and, as a community, but most importantly, we always say empathy, right? Just coming together to help one another, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
We're looking up to fight cancer and eclipse cancer. So we're very excited about this event this year.
Yeah, John, I'm going to come to you in a second and ask you about the honorees because you're honoring some special people this year at the Heroes Ball. Let me just reset it here. The website is cscrochester.org. And if you want to go specifically to the page about the Heroes Ball event, Eclipsing Cancer, which is coming up on June 8th, that's the event we're talking about here. It's cscrochester.org/HB24, Heroes Ball 24, the year. Got it? cscrochester.org/HB24, and you'll see the page there with all information about this year's Heroes Ball with the theme Eclipsing Cancer. So John, there's a few honorees this year. Can you tell us, can you kind of give us a glimpse at who these folks are?
Yes, CSC is honoring several members within the local community for all their contributions to helping families impacted by cancer. Dr. Aram Hizal with the Wilmot Cancer Institute is receiving an award. Dr. Jeffrey Haynes from the Lipson Cancer Institute. The Latino Unidos Contra Cancer Group for their community outreach by providing cancer screening information, educational, and self-patient advocacy. They've done an amazing job in the Rochester area. And then the co-chairs from CSC's associate board, Chris Keyes, who's with St. John Fisher University, and Connor McKenna from First American Equipment Finance. They've been champions in creating awareness and fundraising. Chris Keyes and Connor McKenna recently put together the CSC Bachelor's Auction.
Oh, yeah.
That just blew away all expectations. Very successful, and we can't thank them enough for their hard work and their contributions. Not just for that event, but all the events they've helped out with over many years.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And speaking of finances, it is important to note that the money raised at the Heroes Ball, that all stays here, right?
Yes,
that 100%
of the funds raised stay local. It helps local families impacted by cancer.
Okay.
And all of their programs are completely free.
That's fantastic. So you got some corporate sponsors here that I see. URMC, Wilmot Cancer Institute, of course, Rochester Regional Health, the Lipson Cancer Institute, and our friends over at Channel 8 are media partners, as well as us here at Legends. We're proud to be doing that. Tell us about the auction. What's this all about, Rose? Do you have details on this auction? I bet you do. I bet you got all kinds of details over there.
So we're going to have a live auction, which I think is going to be filled with wonderful and unique experience packages, and that's what it's all about. It's about the experience, and therefore the attendees to bid on, and then we're also going to have some wonderful baskets with raffles. But one of the things that I can talk about, you know, that as far as the live auctions, we're looking to provide a dinner for 10, and not just any type of dinner, but do a themed dinner like a tour of Sicily, for example, and also look at having giveaways for trips and weekends away and spas and so on and so forth. So if you want to know everything that's going to be available, you'll just have to join us on June 8th.
You just have to do it.
What we have available, and you will not be disappointed. I think you'll be very happy with not just the people, the music, the food, but the prizes, but just overall the experience of coming together as a community to help our community.
Yeah, we're speaking with John Salter and Rosa LaDelfa. They are co-chairs of the Heroes Ball this June, June 8th, at the Doubletree on Jefferson Road for a cancer support community at Gildas Club. Fantastic organization we've been learning more about. If you want to buy tickets to this event, and you absolutely should, and there's also sponsorship opportunities, I believe, still available, you can reach out to them through the website at CSCRochester.org/HB24. Again, that's CSCRochester.org/HB24, and you can secure your tickets for this event there. Like Rosa said, she guarantees you'll have a good day. It was a guarantee, wasn't it, Rosa? You guaranteed.
Yes, it was. It's a guarantee.
I love that. Is there anything, guys, that we haven't talked about, that we haven't covered, either about Cancer Support Community at Gildas Club or about the Heroes Ball, that you want to make sure that our audience knows?
No, I would just say come and have a great time supporting a great cause, Cancer Support Community of Rochester.
Yeah. Yeah. Rosa, anything to add?
No, I agree with John. Just come and support our local community, and especially Cancer Support Community at Gildas. It's important that we're here for them like they're here for us.
It's a rich history going back to 1959, 65 years this year of cancer support, and we're happy to be along with you guys. John Salter, Rosa LaDelfa, co-chairs of the Heroes Ball for Cancer Support Community at Gildas Club. Guys, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate your time, and we wish you all the best for the biggest event ever. Raise the most money. We wish you all the best.
Thank you
so much.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 102.7 WLGZ, DJRO Broadcasting.